Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. Thanks, everybody, for joining in to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy. Mike Cabea and I had such a wonderful conversation about leadership that we would really like to talk even in a little bit more depth. Mike, what you were talking about with your vision. Like, we started out the first session and you gave us kind of a little bit of a taste, like that question kind of threw you for a loop a little bit. Like, I need to think about this for a while.
Yes.
And everybody does. Absolutely. Actually, some people think about it for quite a while and adjust their vision for themselves frequently. So, and sometimes, you know, you're thinking, gee, I would like to have 100 clients by this date, or maybe you don't hit that date. Maybe it's 5 weeks earlier, or you have to extend the date. But the important thing is that when you set goals, that you have the end date and allow in your mind to be flexible. Like when we started the podcast, I had a real clear date, you know, like we need to be up and running in September.
Yes.
Well, we didn't post the first grouping of five podcasts until January.
Yes.
And it was the end of January. And then I was getting really in a foul mood about it. Like, oh, we're not going to meet the deadline. And I was working with my tech guy and getting kind of cranky with him. And, you know, and then I realized, you know what? This is going to happen.
Yes.
I'm getting the right people. We're all learning. I've never put together a website with a podcast before. And so there was a learning curve for me that I didn't take into account.
Yes.
And I think usually when we do new things, like with innovative things, that's we don't take into account like how much we need to learn. We just, you know, start the ball rolling and then we have this end date and then we think, well, why aren't we meeting this deadline? But it's making sure that we're having all the variables around it and some flexibility. Like, you know that you're going to do something.
Yes.
It's just, it might not be in the time frame that you set out. But there's always costs involved.
Yes.
And so that's what I was concerned about. Like, every week that I didn't have my show up was costing me money.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I just had to bite the bullet and say, you know, this is part of the learning curve and that's what I'm paying for right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, boy. That's a very good question. And actually, I think in the previous show, I sort of mentioned quickly that we'd probably come back to this question and with a little bit more details. But like I said, it made me think.
Yeah.
Because it's just very easy for an entrepreneur to get bogged in what they are doing.
Yeah.
And to forget completely about the planning, the future itself.
Yeah.
You know, you just get more concerned with the day-to-day needs of clients, for example, but you don't get to set the time for yourself and think, okay, what do I want to be in 5 years or in 10 years sort of thing. But to answer now your question, I think one of the things that I would like to accomplish really is, you know, first of all, to be independent. I would like to have a business that can function on itself. You see, if that's possible to accomplish in 5 years, that would be really great. Because right now, well, I have my regular job at the University of Minnesota. And sometimes I need to borrow a bit of my money from that work to put in this one. Growing within means, if you will.
Yep.
But I would like to reach the point where it's independent. It can sustain itself. And I have even a provision. In fact, you know, I have money on the side and benefits.
Yes.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should I experience another problem, like experience the robbery here, should be able to pull it out real quick and not even, you know, have to worry too much or anything like that. And I know that that's totally doable, even though I must say that I don't know that I see clearly exactly how I can reach that point. And this is probably one of the questions I want to ask you. How do you go about knowing exactly how to achieve a dream?
Well, that's why I run the Entrepreneurial Leadership and Mentoring Groups, the labs, where groups of people come together because business planning, you're writing it, you need a group of people to write it with. It's like writing a thesis by yourself. You know, it's just never going to happen. So writing a business plan or a life plan in a group where you're all talking about planning together and you're all in different industries, you know, helps to provoke the thinking and you get the support because it's easy to get caught up working in the business, but you really need to some time, extra time to spend to work on the business by planning. And so what people do in the business plan is they have a whole section on the financials, and that's where you project out how much work you need to be doing. And how is it going to flow in your business and out of your business? That's how a lot of people figure out their pricing. They figure out what their costs of doing business are. How much time am I spending on the road? How much time am I? So you go into the details of how you're figuring out your finances. So you can figure out, well, here's how much work I need to do, and these are my expenses, and this is how I'm cash flowing the business, but this is how long it's going to take for me to develop enough business, steady business, where I can support myself and my family in the way that I feel comfortable with.
Well, would it be possible to talk about the business plan itself, you know, like the structure? Is it possible to even talk it on this podcast in a way that people would somehow see how to design that? What are the different stages? Is that possible that in the future, in one of the shows, you could talk about that?
You mean the financial part? Purely the financial part?
Purely the financial part. At least, you know, in the bigger lines, if you will, the bigger picture on how to carry that out. Because, well, to me, it's still a little mystery. You know, I haven't really sat down and started reflecting on how to write my business plan.
Yeah.
And I assume probably a lot of people would be in the same situation as me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And money is a really big thing, you know, because it's the difference between staying in business and not.
Okay.
And so working out the details of the money is really important. Yes. And how to, and it's also helps you in setting client goals. So you're not just going along and taking business as it comes along.
Yes.
But you're actually like figuring out, well, I need this many projects going on this week. And you already have some of that figured out intuitively, and it just happens. But in order to clarify your vision and really make it happen, you have to have something to work with the details. So there's different ways that people work out the finances that I actually would have to show you the sheets and the details of it and the categories. That's why I want you to take the Entrepreneurial Leadership and Mentoring Lab so you can be part of the process and be part of a group, and we can work on it together to make it happen. For our audience members who are listening right now, if you just figured out what the cost is of doing business, how much time are you taking to develop your product, to work on your product? Or if, let's say we took the example of this podcast show.
Yes.
So we have an idea of how much time we spend because we know how much time it takes to kind of tape. Then we know that from the taping, and then we have to set up the session. So I'm doing that. You're sitting here with the taping of the session. And then you're taking that back to your office and you're editing it. So there's a chunk of time spent there. And then when you're, and we take photos. And then you send those to me when you've got them ready. And it's usually within the week of the taping. And then I take it, and then I go through the process of listening to it, and I take notes, and then I write up a narrative, and then I have it edited by Matthew Foley, my hubby, and then I need to post it. And so each episode also takes a little bit different amount of time. But if you break down each client that you have, and you say, this type of client takes this amount of time, and so you have the categories that you put of the work that you do. Like I have a client who's in the interior design business and also anyways, if you think of anybody in interior design, I mean, they have different types of clients. Some clients want every room in their house done, right? They get a new home and they want their whole house decked out. Other people just want a very conservative way that they have a house put together, their house put together. Maybe they're focused on a room and maybe they don't want to get all new furniture. Maybe they want to rearrange the furniture the way they had it, but maybe they need a new paint job, you know, paint on the walls. And maybe the person is going to refurnish, scrape down their, let's say they've got an end table that they totally love and a bookshelf, but it's maybe not the color that they want. Maybe they need somebody to sand that down because they're not able to do it themselves. And, you know, so every project for an interior designer is like different. Then you can figure out how much time you're spending with each. Because if the commodity that we have is time, and if we're billing a client for the time, we only have so much time that we can do the work.
Yes.
And so you want to know where you max out in the amount of hours that you work, so that you can also figure out, how can I make money? You know, like I'm hoping with the podcast, I'm an Amazon affiliate. And so another way that I can make money with the podcast, so that we can keep producing the show and I can continue paying you, and is to be an affiliate where when I mention a book on air and in my narrative, that they can go on site to wementor.com, click on there, and they can get through Amazon, they can order a book and then I get a few pennies. But that, you know, building in different ways that you can generate revenue that will not take extra work from you would be really worthwhile. Or people use so they go into the details of all these different projects. That helps them figure out the pricing. It helps them figure out, you know, I can't do 5 houses within a month that are brand new houses where they need everything done. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just physically not possible.
Yes.
But let's say that would happen. Well, then, because they've gone through these different scenarios, they would start thinking about, like, this interior design person thought about, I don't have enough revenue to hire a person, but I want to have somebody when I get one of those big projects that I can pull in to help me finish the project. So taking the time to kind of sit down and look at the different projects and kind of analyze them and go through the details of it, then you start thinking about it a little bit differently and you plan for it. Mm-hmm. And once you plan one thing, then there are some other things that go along with it. Like how we're doing the podcast now is different than how I started, because I was just learning how to do it. Mm-hmm. So when I posted each episode, it would take like hours. Just posting it, because there's like 50 steps. And so I went through each one, you know, very slowly, because I'm like, oh, you know, I don't want to screw this up. I mean, I could totally like tank my site. And so each step I went through very slowly, because I was learning it. And now that process takes me 15 automatic. Minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. So some of the new stuff that you do takes a lot more time in the beginning, but it doesn't mean that it's always going to take that much time. Like you with editing, you know, and the different equipment that you've bought along the way, you know, has made it a lot easier for you to be more efficient with that. But you've also trained your ear.
Yes.
So you're listening for certain things.
Yes.
When you're listening that.
And I've gotten to know you. You know?
Yeah.
I know what I can expect, what I'm more likely to correct, and I know things that I can let pass.
Yeah.
You know, that won't be a problem for the listeners. And that comes with time for sure. We Here you go. This is really a practical question, but related to photography.
Okay.
But I'm sure it can apply also to other, you know, domains. What would be the strategies to reach certain milieus? I would just take a simple example. How do you become Obama photographer?
Oh, I see.
You see? I know there's the factor, you know, knowing somebody probably.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be a strategy?
Well, I know, like with Oprah Winfrey.
Yes. Yeah.
All kinds of people have always, you know, wanted to get on her show.
Yes.
And I remember Ellen DeGeneres. So she already even had her show.
Mm.
But she wanted to get on Oprah's show for something. I don't quite remember what exactly it was. But okay, this is a celebrity already.
Yes.
Approaching another celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But Oprah, like, doesn't go with the first person that comes through. Like, she has a whole group of people that bring things to her attention.
Mm-hmm.
But Oprah wasn't responding. And so she really promoted on her show that her dream was to be on Oprah helping her with something on her show.
Wow.
And so eventually they struck up a deal where it would promote, you know, I think Oprah's book club in a certain way. And so that's how Ellen ended up working with Oprah on a special project. I remember during the holidays, one of Oprah's biggest shows for 25 years was the holiday show, where she would go through and pick all these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
All these business owners wanted her to try out her product. So she would get like hundreds and thousands of boxes and presents, you know, having her try things. And so her whole staff would be trying out different things. And I remember this one woman that she had on her show. She had this bath soap. And she explained that her staff had sent Oprah this soap, and it had been one of the recommendations for her Christmas show. And she said that someone sent her a note that said something about something. And she said all that she remembered was Oprah.
Oh my God.
And so then they gave a phone number for her to call the Oprah Winfrey show.
Oh.
And then she ended up being on the show. So I know, like, for the Oprah Winfrey show, when it comes to a celebrity, people would go through so many different hoops to try to get on her show. And she never took anyone just for the sake of just one time. They tried getting on the show and that was it. I know people who for years have wanted to be on her show and have worked to find a topic or a group of friends to bring to the show for some reason. Like the Purple Hat women, you know, they were on the show. So I think if you're interested in getting high profile clients who are celebrities, I think finding out how they make decisions about different products and services that they use, how they make decisions about photographers. I mean, you could do a little research study, and entrepreneurs do this all the time. Maybe you've got 50 different celebrities that you would like to
be hooked with.
Yeah, exactly. To be their photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get a hold of their staff who makes decisions, and you find out from each one of the staff members, you know, how do they make decisions about hiring a photographer?
Mm.
So you can set up some sort of an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can research that a little bit more, because I don't think there's one avenue in. I think there's many.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if you're visualizing, if someone comes to you as a celebrity and you just feel really drawn to, like someone sent me tickets to Brezhnikov, he was a ballerina, and he was just amazing. Anyways, a client of mine knew that I was, you know, enthralled with Brezhnikov. And so they gave me tickets to, and it was like, you know, within the 5 seats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with a theater downtown. So, you know, spreading the word, you know, there's more than one way for things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel called to certain people who are celebrities that you would like to work with, I think setting up little experiments to help you figure out how to get into their inner circle and how they make decisions. You can send them packages and, you know, do something fun.
Well, that's good to hear, you know. That's good to know. I mean, it's all part of, you know, learning. And I don't think that's stopping anytime soon. You know, how to discover the different opportunities and to emerge and to grow within all of that. Well, thank you very much for that piece of advice.
Yeah. Mm. You know, another strategy too is to get well-known, enter contests for photography. And then when you start winning those, then you get more exposure. Oh. And then you start becoming more and more noticed.
I hear you.
All well, right. I think we're good for today, huh?
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Well, questions never finish anyway. I'll get some for you, but for next time, maybe.
Yeah, I think taking the time to write the plan, I know it's kind of hard because you're working full time, you're a father of four, you do some volunteer work, and you've got your work with me and other clients. And so you want to keep the quality of your work together, but you can get some special help. I can help with writing your plan.
Oh, that would be really, really great.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me know what kind of input I have to bring in or what you need to know from me that would help you write that down. That would be great.
Okay. So we'll figure something out. But for our listeners, if they're feeling too like they are strapped with, they want to write a business plan, but they might not have the writing techniques or the time to write down everything. Maybe they can write pieces, but they can't like pull it all together because mm-hmm. of time constraints or skill sets or whatever. I think they need to find somebody who has that skill set.
Yeah.
And
work
with them.
You can do that for people, right? I mean, you just promised you're going to do mine. But,
yeah, I'm going to help you. I normally don't write.
Yes.
The full plan. But like I was just at the Minnesota Zoo and I was working with their task force board members. They have the Minnesota Zoo Foundation and then they have the regular zoo mm-hmm. board, 30 board members on each. Mm-hmm. They asked me to come and facilitate a day and a half workshop. Mm-hmm. And so the staff had put together like the mission, the vision, the core values, because their new CEO who has been there a year and a half. Every year, they're writing new strategic plans. Mm-hmm. And they need to get approval from the board. And so they've been working on the board. And we had a lot of conversation about why not utilize the board's expertise and run by the vision and the new mission and the core values and see what their thoughts are because they're all business people. Mm-hmm. And so it was an incredible experience of gathering a lot of ideas. Mm-hmm. But in that situation, you know, I'm not writing the plan, the staff is.
Okay.
But I'm helping to guide the process and adding in some activities to help people do the deeper part of the work. Writing the plan takes a lot of time. Mm. I'm trying to write my own plans and, you know, do that too.
Yeah.
So you're really stretching me here, Mike.
Oh, really? Thank God.
But I'll go
well,
on. Yeah,
that's
I'll do
another
that
form
you.
Of yoga, right?
Yeah, that's right. Always being stretched. This is the year of being stretched.
Being stretched.
But I too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And I too am always growing in my leadership. It's a process that you never stop.
Yes.
And I think that that's why it's important for all of us to kind of work together and support each other.
Absolutely.
During the process. And we have different skills so we can help each other out.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's so kind of you.
Yeah. All right. We need some people who would also like to be part of the business planning process to come on November 19th for an hour and 15-minute meeting from 9 to 10:15 at Doubletree Park Place Hotel in St. Louis Park. And we will see what kind of group will come together and how we can plan something great for 2017. I'll see everybody next week. Thanks, Mike Cabea.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And we see you next time.
Okay. And remember, you've got to work in the business and on the business.
Thank you.
Yeah. Michael Gerber, the E-Myth. that's his greatest point that he made in his book. And I'll have the book on the narrative for everybody. Okay, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye.